Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Reverend Luther Barnes is an artist I've never spoken with, but after this song, we're going to talk. It's the Reverend Luther Barnes and the Restoration Worship Center Choir with Old Saints Praise.
All right now, clap your hands, come on. Come on, let's have some old-fashioned church night. Because it's the Old Saints Praise. I want my daughter Benita to get us started with this old song.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
All right.
You will find Him not too busy to hear your cry. Passing by each moment, your need He will supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Sweet home,
sweet home,
sweet home, singing.
Oh, I like that too.
I gotta get mine in now.
Go ahead, sir.
I remember we used to have the testimony service.
Yes, sir.
There was a lady that would stand up and testify. And before she gave her testimony, she would sing a song that said these words. She would say, my whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God. Come on, Jane.
My whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God.
My mind belongs to God. What's it say, Jane?
My heart belongs to God. And both of my feet, they belong to God.
My whole life,
they belong to God.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this gospel legend on the program. For as long as Real Gospel has been on the air, I've never had the privilege of interviewing the Reverend Luther Barnes. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you, sir. Thank
yes.
you. Finally got around to me.
Yes, you've been busy. You have been busy. So,
yes.
I want to start the program off asking you this question, which is, you are truly a gospel legend, but for those individuals who they recently found Christ, and so maybe they're just discovering gospel music and they don't know a whole lot about the gospel artists in general, tell a little bit about yourself in terms of, you know, where you're from, where you grew up, and how you first came into, you know, church and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. My story is pretty much like most gospel artists in the church early on throughout my life. My father being a minister, pastor, Bishop F.C. Barnes, and I've been under him for all my life, actually. He's passed on now, but he got us started in music years ago. And been working in this field for 30-some years now. My father being the author of the song Rough Side of the Mountain, known back in the 80s. And most of my music is known for traditional styles. I have some contemporary, what I could call contemporary style, but they pretty much class me in the traditional music. I do choir and quartet, all of that. And I've been very successful in a lot of my music that's played across the country, a lot of choirs and all sing my songs. And I'm just very grateful for what God has done in my career in gospel music.
Amen. So you said a mouthful there, well, at least for me, because I remember I'm coming up on the rough side.
That's my dad.
That is one of my favorites. Amen. And what was it, Janice, the Reverend Janice?
Janice Brown.
Brown,
right.
That's right.
I played keyboard for them. In fact, I'm a school teacher. I taught school for a while, and I stopped teaching school to play for them with that particular song, and then launched my career. And God's just been good to us, to the whole Barnes family.
Amen. So where are you originally from?
I'm from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in North Carolina. A lot of my grandfather, my mother's father, her side parents, are from North Carolina. So I grew up, I've heard of Rocky Mount. I grew up in the Wilmington area.
On the coast there. Yeah,
yes.
We're inland, about an hour from Raleigh area, between Raleigh and Greenville, North Carolina. So it's a good place. About maybe 70,000 people. Not a real big city, but and I'm very proud of it. And always glad to get back home when I travel.
Yeah, no, I love North Carolina. I just have to admit. I'm sorry. I've been to a lot of places. Grew up in a few different places, but I love North Carolina. I'm just sorry.
Yeah.
It's just something. Thank you. So
yes,
yeah. So now your career has just sort of. Just Google him, everybody. If you don't know who the Reverend Luther Barnes is, just Google him, and I'm sure two or three or four or five or six pages will pop up in terms of all the work that he's done. So are you pastoring?
Yes, I am. I'm pastoring now, 4 years into pastoring. Restoration Worship Center is our church here in Rocky Mount, and God's blessed us. We have maybe 150 members or so. We're not real big. We're not real small. But God is blessing us. 4 years old. The recording that we have out with God's Grace features our choir at Restoration Worship Center. I'm known for being a part of the Redbud Gospel Choir, where my father pastored for years. Many songs down through the years, I'm still holding on. They said I wouldn't make it. It's your time. You keep on blessing me over and over again. So satisfied. Heaven on my mind. A lot of songs that the people sing, you know, in their churches and all that I hear. And sometimes they don't even know that I wrote the song. It doesn't really matter. I just get personal satisfaction just knowing that my music is heard and people singing in their worship services every Sunday.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned God's Grace, and that is, we love that song. Because it ministers,
you,
you're welcome. It speaks to, you know, those of us who are, I guess I should consider myself a mature saint, as my pastor would say. I'm a mature saint, meaning that some things I should know better in. And so God's grace sort of speaks to those of us who get it. We understand. We can look back and reflect, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that it was God's grace that.
You don't have to be an old person, teenagers and all.
They
go through so much now in this world now. So many challenges, peer pressure, so many things. And if you're able to survive and go out and get back home safe and everything is okay when you walk back in the door, thank God for His grace that kept you another day. And so and we encounter so many things, dangers seen and unseen, near-death experiences and being sick and our careers and all, and we're not where we are because we know so much, because we know the way, we know how to do everything. No, it's just God's grace that blesses us to still be standing.
Amen. Now, your CD project called The Favor of God is out, and it's available now. I'm truly enjoying this project, and you have your choir on there, the Restoration Worship Choir, Restoration Worship Center Choir, correct?
So,
yes, sir. So how did you decide to utilize this choir? Are there any individuals within this choir that we should be looking out for as an up-and-coming artist? Because I hear a lot of great sounds.
Cousin Deborah Barnes, she's been a great artist for many years, even with my father. She's featured my family, my daughter, Benita, many others on there, my brother, Melvin. We feature, I try to bring them up as well, not just me. And so we have a lot of great people in our church that are musically inclined, gifted musicians and all. And God has just been good to us. I collaborate also with other singers and churches and whatever. We're not like an island. We like to collaborate and worship with others and share our gifts. And so God has just been good to us, and He blessed the music. We put it out there, and then he blesses the song. There's so much good music out now, as you know, so much good music, until we're just grateful to have anything that's worthy of airplay. So we thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. That's what I'm here for, to be a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
There's a song that I play by you all on your latest project. Every time I play it, I get a tremendous feedback. I mean, a tremendous feedback. And the song is called Old Saints Praise.
Oh, yeah.
And that song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Some of those old songs, we put in a medley. Mm-hmm. And we just call it Old Saints Praise. And just go back in the day when we just praised the Lord and just had a great time. Mm-hmm. And thank you for playing that song. That's one of the featured songs from the CD. Several of our members are participating in the lead parts in those in that particular song. And thank you for playing it.
Doubt. I listened to it and I said, oh my gosh, the listeners are going to love this. And so I played it.
Well, thank you. Yes. It's a little long. I wanted to shorten it up a little bit. So thank you for playing it. I know it's about 5-6 minutes long.
Six and something.
A little
longer
than what we normally like to do for radio, but thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. You know, whenever you have a dilemma like that, what you do is you do the long version and then you shorten it, you know, just in case somebody wants to. Yeah,
exactly.
So we have the best of two worlds.
That's right.
Yeah. So listen, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on the program. I know that you're tremendously busy. So how can the listeners find out more about you and the ministry?
Yes, they can look up Restoration Worship Center on the YouTube and all that, and also my name, Luther Barnes. Just put that in, a lot of stuff will come up, our number, how to reach us, all of that. You can also call 252-459-1140. That's the person that books for me if you need us to come and serve you. To God be the glory. We love to come. Were you in Nashville, right? Where are you?
Yes, we are centrally located here in Nashville, although the program is...
Good area. So we love to come there or anywhere they hear this broadcast to serve you. So look us up. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, your church, in case people are visiting North Carolina, because North Carolina is a beautiful place to visit you all. Yes, I got a plug where my family is. So tell them where they can find your church and the service times and things like that.
Yes, we're in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and we're at 734 Falls Road. It's the location of our church. We have a nice, beautiful church there. And our services start every Sunday at 10 a.m., and we're out by midday or so. And we have a wonderful time in the Lord. So come see us anytime you're in Rocky Mountain or surrounding areas. I'd love to have you come by and visit us.
Amen. You have a website that they can check you out?
Yes, the website, Luther Barnes Song Ministries. And that'll give you a lot of information as well.
That's right. And by the way, The Favor of God, which is the current CD project, because you know when they Google you, they're going to find so much stuff. They need to know that that's the current one that's out now that has God's grace on it. Also the one that I love so much, Old Saints Praise. And so that is by the one and only Reverend Luther Barnes, who has taken time out of his busy schedule to spend time with us to minister to you all. Any advice you want to give in our closing moment here to any pastor that has...
And it's straightforward. Any of the artists, study your craft, learn how to read music, not just your... being inclined to sing, but now get deeper into your music, studying your music and learning how to read and write music, and also keep it in the church. Just because you get famous and popular, don't leave your church choir. Stay there and go to church, go to Sunday school, prayer meeting, Bible study, all that. Pay your tithes and be patient, and God will bring you up. He'll find you, and your gift will make room for you.
Amen. Golden advice, especially that pay your tithes, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sir, thank you so much for spending time with us right here on Real Gospel.
God bless you, Brother Lawson. Look to talk to you again sometime soon. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.